Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. President Trump is being criticized for a series of tweets today in which he suggested that four liberal congresswomen of color should leave the country. As NPR's Bobby Allen reports, Democrats condemn the remarks as reckless and divisive.
Trump wrote that the, quote, progressive Democrat congresswomen should, quote, go back and help fix the totally broken and crime-infested places from which they came. The four freshman congresswomen, all American citizens, shot back. They include Representatives Ayanna Pressley of Massachusetts, Rashida Tlaib of Michigan, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York, and Ilhan Omar of Minnesota. Ocasio-Cortez said, quote, you rely on a frightened America for your plunder. And Omar replied to Trump, quote, you are stoking white nationalism. Republicans largely stayed on the sidelines and did not denounce Trump's tweets. Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called Trump's comments xenophobic and intended to, quote, divide our nation. Bobby Allen, NPR News.
No immigration raids were reported in New York City today. Beth Fertig of member station WNYC reports New Yorkers held a rally in Queens to oppose immigration and customs enforcement.
ICE, out!
Stop the deportation!
About 200 people held a march in Jackson Heights, one of the city's most diverse communities. Along the way, they passed out flyers informing immigrants about their rights in case ICE knocks on their door. Roque Rodriguez said he didn't know what to make of President Trump's threat to have thousands arrested.
I take the possibility that, you know, this is all just a big show to make people angry and upset and to make people angry at each other. And I hope that people don't do that and take the bait. But I love that people showed up to support each other here in the community.
Because he said the rally lets people coming to the country know they're supported as human beings. For NPR News, I'm Beth Fertig in New York.
Residents along the Louisiana coast are cleaning up after now Tropical Depression Barry. The storm wasn't as bad as many had feared. But as NPR's Frank Morris reports, it caused flooding and exposed a weakness in the levee system protecting part of the Mississippi River Delta.
Barry dropped much of its rain in the Gulf of Mexico, but it did drive a powerful storm surge onto some areas along the coast, including the Mississippi River Delta Peninsula. A gap in the levee protecting Point of La Hatch and Myrtle Grove, Louisiana, let water pour in, flooding Michael Silve's property.
I am very angry, very angry. It should have never happened. The contractors should have completed the job, which they didn't do.
The surge overtopped some other coastal levees. The good news was that the Mississippi River stayed well within its banks. It's running extremely high for this time of year, and hydrologists worried that Barry could drive water upriver, pushing the Mississippi to its highest level in more than 90 years. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris in New Orleans.
This is NPR. A high surf warning is posted for south-facing shores of all islands in Hawaii. Officials say large surf and dangerous currents make it extremely dangerous for anyone entering the water. They say waves will be as high as 15 feet until tomorrow. Police in Louisiana are looking for who's responsible for the death of a 75-year-old woman whose body was found in the trunk of a car. As NPR's Shannon Van Sant reports, Sadie Roberts Joseph was a founder and curator of an African-American history museum in Baton Rouge.
Roberts Joseph founded the museum in 2001 and organized an annual commemoration of the day President Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation Act, freeing slaves in the American South. The museum features exhibits of African art, minority inventors, and a 1953 bust from the civil rights boycotts. In a 2016 newspaper interview, Roberts Joseph said, quote, across racial lines, the community can help to build a better Baton Rouge, a better state, and a better nation. Her body was found Friday afternoon, and investigators say they are waiting for a coroner to determine the cause of death. Shannon Van Sant, NPR News.
Astronaut Neil Armstrong was honored today in his hometown of Wapakoneta, Ohio. An education center was dedicated in his name, and two statues were unveiled. One, a bronze, life-size statue of Armstrong as a test pilot. The other, showing as a boy sitting on a bench holding a model airplane. Armstrong was the first person to walk on the moon, stepping on the moon's surface on July 20th, 1969. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.